My name is Kendra Eckhart, and I am 21 years old. Today is October 21st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Georgianne Eckhart, who is my grandmother. We are recording this in Iowa City, Iowa. So, to begin, how old are you, and where were you born?
I am 76 years old, and I was born in Toledo, Ohio. On February 22nd, 1943, so that might make me more than 76.
What was your environment like growing up, and where did you spend most of your childhood?
At 6 weeks old, we moved to Moorhead, Minnesota, where my father took a job on the railroad, the Northern Pacific Railroad, which was back then, I rode the train a lot. Grandpa had a free pass, and so we could ride the train to Toledo, Ohio quite a bit, out to California. And my growing up was from first grade to a senior in high school at Moorhead High School. And we were called the Moorhead High Spuds.
What was your family like growing up?
There were two of us in the family, myself and my sister, Terry, who was 7 years younger than me, and my mom and dad. And my dad worked at the Northern Pacific Railroad, and my mother was a fashion consultant at a store called Store Without a Name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay.
No. What were your friends like growing up?
Oh, I had lots of good friends. We started right away in first grade, and I spent lots of time back and forth staying overnight with my friends. And then in third grade, which everybody doesn't have in their towns, we started a potluck. A potluck was 10 of us girlfriends every Friday night meeting at one of our homes, and we would either have a tuna casserole, sloppy joes, or a hamburger casserole, and the person that headed at their home would provide that. And we didn't drink a lot of soda back then, so that was our time to have soda and potato chips. That was the only thing. Fritos came in a little later, but that was what we had, and we had fun. Potluck went from third grade till 12th grade, and so usually we, in the winter, we'd be at football, basketball games, and then we'd go to a youth center where we would spend time till 11:30, and we had hours back then. We had to be home at 11:30. And then in the summertime, we went to dances at the youth center over at Fargo, where they had a nice dance ballroom. Okay.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I didn't know about the potluck thing.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
We had pictures from every time, every year. And then when we turned 50... we all went out to California and had a reunion, and it happened to be, we went to a play. It happened to be a 50s play called Hula Hoops and Shaboops. And then at 70, we also returned to California to meet again. And happy times. We had Sloppy Joes then.
Wow.
As we met, and... of course, we had a little bit of wine to drink. Got older.
Yeah, you moved on from soda.
Yeah, right.
What's one of your, like, most vivid memories from your childhood? Like, what's one memory that you recall?
Oh, there's lots of them. Probably we went out to California for the Rose Bowl in 1950-something. And took the train out there and stayed with these people. And they had three dogs called Mink, Sable, and Seal, and they were really good friends of Rock Hudson. And most of you people don't know who Rock Hudson was, but he was a handsome, handsome actor. And so we were so infatuated with that mom, that became my mother, that became her best actor at that time. Oh. And of course, I liked Doris Day. And so they were in a lot of films together. So mm-hmm. it was fun and didn't have all the media we do now. So we had to look at photoplay magazines and get all of our history and things from those. And so those were good times. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And well, I guess there were other good times. Grandma, my grandmother, when I grew up, she would have people over on Sundays, and we'd have big meals in her house, and she would do all the cooking, but she would serve everybody and serve us all, and then she would sit at the kitchen table and eat by herself after she had served us. That was the way it was in Norway, and that's the way Grandma did it. And she made lefse when I was younger in fifth grade, and she spent her time over in Norway and brought a bunch of our clothes because of the World War II had happened in 1945, and so they didn't have money back then. So she brought our clothes, and then years later, I went over there and met all these relatives, and they all showed me pictures of how their parents had taken the clothes apart and resewed them for them. So it it was really fun.
Wow.
And tearful.
Yeah.
It was like I was going home to my country, and I met all my relatives, and they've been keeping in touch ever since then.
That's amazing. Who did you look up to as a child, and who do you look up to now?
That's a tough question. Who did I look up to as a child? Probably my teachers in school. There were some good teachers, a good history teacher I remember who I respected, and I had a really great music teacher. And so I was in a couple ensembles and that when I was in junior high and high school. And then I suppose now I probably look up to my family. I love my family. I love my husband. And so anytime I can get together with everybody, that's a fun time for me.
Let's see. Do you think you were creative as a child? And what about now? And creativity, like, not necessarily in the sense of, like, drawing, but, like, maybe with fashion or style.
Oh, yes. My mother did work in fashion, so I enjoyed wearing nice clothes and putting them together. And, of course, you know, the 50s was the felt skirts and the poodle skirts and little collars that we wore on our sweaters and lamb's wool and angora. And I was a cheerleader, so that was fun because we had these little angora hats, well, little that you tie under your chin. And they were white and so fluffy and warm that they kept us nice and warm. And then now, as I grew older, I worked in fashion for a long time, but I also enjoy putting things together on my porch. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at goblins and ghosts out there right now, lots of pumpkins and bulbs that are bright and shiny. And if you want me to put together a window and a store, I love to do that. And all of a sudden I see the colors are going together and I don't even know that I'm doing that. It's just intuition in me, I guess, as I do that. So yeah. That's been fun.
After all these years and years of decorating your house, now it just comes like instinct.
It sure does. Yep. And I decorate for every holiday, and but I'm getting kind of old, you know. It takes me longer than one day to do this. I bring up a box and put a little bit around and then do some more, and so it's fun though. I like it. I enjoy it, and people seem to love to come over.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna change the conversation a little bit. How was your life changed when you had children, and then how did it change when you had grandchildren? So kind of two separate questions, but they're pretty heavy.
Well, I guess I have to get into the fact that my first child was born when I was in high school, and she was born in June of the year I should have graduated, so I was not able to graduate with my class, but I had a teacher that I could go over to her house and learn from, and there were three of us girls at that time, and we all had our studies done, and we did really well, and we all got diplomas, so that was a good thing. And then I moved on with having three more children, and they were one was born over in Mason City, Iowa. That was Sarah, and Paul was born in Moorhead, Minnesota, as well as Janie, our oldest, and our youngest, Kyle, was born in Decorah, here where I live now, and he was a Nordic Fest baby, and we should have named him Sven, but we named him Kyle, because this is a very Norwegian community, and he fits the bill well to have the name Kyle, so... And then the grandkids came, and they became a joy of both my husband's and my in our eyes. Like my husband always says, if we would have had grandchildren first, we would have spoiled them more, I guess. And we enjoy them, but we know we can give them back, so we do spoil them. We've taken them on many trips to plays, to musicals, to zoos, to theaters, to all kinds of museums. And the museums have been good. And Kendra, who is interviewing me right now, I love her, love her. Her middle name is Georgianne. And that is just pretty special for me. That bursts my buttons every day. And so I love her and I love them all. And they've been a blessing to us. And I have two great grandkids. One is called Milagro, which means... I can't remember.
I think it means miracle.
Yes.
Miracle, well, right?
Yes, thanks, dear.
Yep.
I'm talking too fast. I gotta slow up here. The other one is Khaleesi, and she's named after the princess in Lord of the Rings. So anyway, they've all been a joy, and we just saw a few of them this weekend at a football game of Colton, Kendra's brother, who is a senior now at Glenwood High School, and that was fun, and we enjoyed it all. So that's a lot of how I feel about everybody.
Yeah. I love you too, Grandma.
Thank you. I love you too. Yeah. You and your curly hair.
What do you consider to be some of your biggest accomplishments in life?
Well, I have the biggest one is I went to school, college. At the age of 50, I graduated, and I went to Luther College here in Decorah, and I majored in museum studies with a history minor, and I worked in a museum here called Vesterheim Museum, which is a Norwegian-American museum, the biggest ethnic museum in the country, and that was a good, I went worked here from inviting people in and taking their money to heading the museum shop. Then I went on to work at the Beely Clocks in Spillville, Iowa, which two men, two farmers, built all the 43 clocks that are 9-10 feet tall, have carvings on them, and they play music. And one of them was Henry Ford offered them $1 million for. And the other part of that building upstairs, Anton Dvorak lived in 1893 for part of the year and started writing and composing a New World Symphony, Symphony Number 9. So it that was fun. I've met lots of people from all over the world, and I could write tons of stories of how the what the people tell me when they have come to the museums.
That's awesome. I was actually, one of the questions I had was going to be about going to college after your kids did, but you already answered it for me.
Okay.
But I just think that's amazing.
Oh, that was so much fun. I had all of my family cheering me on as I walked across that stage, and tears in my eyes and tears of joy for a good accomplishment, because computers just were coming in at that time, and I was scared to death of the computer, so I kept using the typewriter, and every time I would write a
a paper assignment
or something, out it would come, because I'd make a mistake, and then I'd make a mistake. Finally, toward in my third year, I decided, you know, this computer, I'm going to try it. And I wondered why it took me so long, because it really helped a lot, helped my studies and helped me and helped my family. So I didn't have to yell at them to stay away from me, because I could, it would self-correct itself and everything. So that was good.
Yeah. How do you feel that creativity has impacted your life? And a follow-up question to that, how has being married to an art professor affected you and your own personal creativity?
Oh, creativity. Well, you know what? I have known this guy, husband of mine, for 56 years, 58 years, so he's been a long part of that creativity, but it took me a long time to probably recognize what he was doing. I mean, I always knew what he was doing, but I was so trying to be creative with my family and trying to keep them all together and out of his way that, you know, I would be creative in the way I would take him up to the park to collect leaves or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being creative as a parent, as a mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love being creative as a mother, and creative in dishes and cooking, you know, and it was a lot of casseroles at that time. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make do with different things, and money was not a lot back then, and but we got a lot for our money, just, you know, that was good. And then learning from my husband now, as we drive along and look at the fields, and he'd say, people tell me that green isn't round that I'm doing in my paintings, and he said, look, Georgianne, there it is in those fields. And so now I enjoy riding in the country. I love the fall colors, but there's beauty in all the seasons, and he points that out to me, and then going to all the museums that I have been able to enjoy and go to has given me a new lead on life. And I wish young people here, like they do in Europe, could go to the museums like they're brought to every day over there. When we would visit museums, they would be there as a toddler in a stroller, looking around and just enjoying everything that they saw, and it opened up everybody's eyes. So that was good and still is.
Well, that's the last question I have for you. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
And thank you, darling. I love you. And I hope I didn't flub up too much.
No. I appreciate all your answers.
Okay, honey. Love you.
I love you.
Did you take that off now?